Tuesday, Achemes Kedoshim, Rabbi Yossi Mo.
Here we have a shayla. We have summer holidays. It's not summer holidays. Summer's man, which is starting, and Shabbos afternoon can either be very delightful, or it could be sometimes trying. When depending on what you want to do, if you want to have a shluf, because shacharis was a very long shacharis that morning, and there was a bar mitzvah, and the bar mitzvah boy took his time through Matis Masei. And you come home and you're tired, you've had a long meal, it comes to 2 o'clock, you're very happy to try and go to sleep, but all you can hear now is the next door is they're doing skipping,
trampoline.
The children are doing trampoline, they're very good at trampolining, and one of the children got blessed with a very loud squeaky voice, and they've got a cackle all afternoon, and you've got another lot of children which are... They could do, you know, what they call the stick, the jumping stick. They could do about a good few hundred of them. So these are things which sometimes you want to know what vashtate the mice on these sort of things. It's negair to loads of different shailas. Just 2 points. Number one is that you'll notice there are very little rights that people have to complain about their neighbour. That's in general, we'll see. We'll see how we get to that. And number two is, when there are rights, it's halacha v'lo lemaisa. Why is halacha v'lo lemaisa? Because lemaisa, it's not a way to deal with it. You don't go around to your neighbour and knock on the door, you know, Ralbach, and it doesn't get, it's again, should I say. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach said, when you get to the halacha, the state that a son is allowed to tell his father, that I don't want to go to that yeshiva, I want to go to that yeshiva. A son is allowed to choose where he feels he'll be able to shtag the most. So if a son says, you know what, I want to go to that school, Meikadin, the Ramo says he's allowed, he doesn't have to listen to his father. On that halacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach HaGazot, Dos is halacha v'lo lemaisa. That's not the way you deal with it. The way you deal with it is a completely different way. That's what they say. The fifth chelik in Shulchan Aruch is for dealing with people. And they say the Moisif to that joke, that the sixth chelik is dealing with people which are not people. So that's another lach. Okay, here the shaila is, when it comes to attainering for neighbors which are making noise, the ikka is one sif in Shulchan Aruch, which is a very, very strong sif, and that's kuf ayin vav, kuf nun vav, sif base.
I've got the wrong chilek, Shane. Kuf nun vav, I need a chilek base.
Chilek base chesha mishpat. Can I trouble anyone for chesha mishpat chilek base?
So basically, Shulchan Aruch says that a person is allowed to be moicha for his neighbor who is opening up a shop. If you have a neighbor opening up a shop, why can you be moicha? Thank you very much. So the Rama says the reason why you can be moicha is only because of the people coming in and going out.
But let's say you make shtenders. Let's say you make tables, you make chairs, and you need a hammer, and you've got very loud noises. You've got very loud tools. There are more that itself won't be enough of a reason to taina. The Rama says, "Chanus shabachotza, the shcheinim could be ma'akov, could be moicha biyodei, v'lo v'lo." Ain't on a yechidim lishon. We can't sleep. Mepnei hanichnosim v'hagetzim. Only because there's more people coming in and going out. So what's the
noise machine makes? The door opening and closing.
Yeah. Plus of people coming in and out.
Why do they
sleep? Even at night. Yeah. So listen to this. And the oisa melachtoi b'chanusoi. He has to do the melacha in his shop, in his house. On Moicha Bashuk, and he has to take all the shtenders and his tables, he has to take it outside the area and sell it there. Because the Mechaba and the Ramah understand, you can't bring in more people to the area if you have a block of flats or you're in the area. You can't bring in more people to your area because the neighbor can say, there's two people. Yes. People are coming. They're using the parking place. They're passing by. They're making rubbish. They're making noise. They're hooting. So therefore, the Ramo and Mechaba holds that you can be Mecha. You can stop your neighbor from opening up a shop, partially because of people coming and going. Now, the Ralbach is brought in the Pesach Yitzchava, and he says it's nothing to do with bringing people in or not bringing people in. It's solely to do with, can you do that work in a different place? Can you do the work in a different place? On that, the Ralbach understands that you can actually do the sale in a different place, but to actually make the shtenders, he's understanding that it's not practical for people to hire out a place just to make stuff. Nowadays it's a bit different, but that is a big machlokas Mechaba and the Ramo and the Ralbach. let's get a bit more practical over here. When it comes to making a simcha hall, let's say right next to your house they want to make a simcha hall. Have you got a taina to say that this is going to disturb me? Can you say it, api alocha, that, you know, I don't want this to happen. If you want it to happen, maybe I should take a percentage or maybe something, maybe
then
you work out.
Yeah,
then it doesn't disturb. Obviously, it becomes your business. Actually, Pesach Yitzchava mentions this svara. That because the Kesef HaKodesh mentions it only disturbs you because you're not getting money. If you're getting money, it doesn't disturb you, the noise. The noise is a pleasure. So, you speak to anyone in the trade of anything that either smells or makes a noise, they'll tell you it's a pleasure, I'm making money, it's an amazing thing. So you should know, when it comes to the Ulam Smachot, when it comes to a hall, that is something which the poskim say that the Chayr is a real issue, bein according to the Ramah and bein according to the Ralbach. The Ramah was the one that says that you can stop your neighbour from bringing people to the area. So that's according to the Ramah. According to the Ralbach, it says find a different area. There, Shataka, find a different area. Every person can say, you find a different area. So that's they say, actually, there's an interesting chiveres called Or Yisrael, very interesting, where he brings, in Bnei Brak, there was a chasna hall, where there's a chasna hall, they have loads of different, it's a whole balagan. And the Shechinim were getting so fed up that they brought it to the Din Torah, to the Shevet HaLevi. They had Epes HaRov, the people in charge of the hall, they found Epes HaRov who said it's okay, there's no problem, it doesn't matter, the noise. The Meister, they brought it to the Beis Din of the Shevet HaLevi, and they've all got shuvas on this from Naftali Nussbaum, and they've got the written up from Nossen Kashtetna and Rizchok Shlomo Unger, and they have all the big names there. And the Meister, they all wrote shuvas on this to say that the neighbors have got a very strong right. And they came together, they came to an agreement with the neighbors, they had a long din Torah, and they were Mechayev, the people in charge of the Ulam, to change certain things. The air conditioning had to move to a different area, it was making noise, and nothing after 11 o'clock, large bus that can come in the areas. They had a whole, there's got a whole, it's very interesting reading. And they say at the end, they bring the story from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that said that anything which is not good by a chasna can make the bosar treif. It's a very interesting story that happened. There was Epes HaMaisa, there was a Maisa of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that Shulchan Aruch Rav had said that he's not happy with something by the chasna. Mamela, anyone who goes to the chasna is either he's having treif. And someone was there by the chasna when he was a child and came to Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger says because you were that by the chasna. There's a Bavusta Maisa which is brought down in all the Svarim. The Maisa, that's what they mentioned in the Sefer Or Yisrael to be mechazik the thing that to make a simcha hall nearby, if there's a neighbor that complains, you have to take the neighbor very seriously. Because Bein Lekumz, Mechaba says Nechnos V'yetzim is a big thing. People coming and going. You should know people have a house that they rent it out to Mechotonim. And actually heard from a neighbor of this Mechotonim house, it makes them a shiga. It makes them mad. He said he can't blame them. They're coming back from loud music and everything they're doing is loud and they're slamming doors as normal. Got children coming out. So it's very normal. And he's trying to fall asleep at 12 o'clock and they're busy saying how beautiful the drasha was by the chasna. And the maisa, it's very disturbing. So these sort of things is something which, you know, he wants to be mechayev. Right. These things are taka very stark. That is taka very stark a tiny al pialocha that you can have again.
In London, they built a chassid school, and the neighbors weren't very happy about it. But
it's school is different. It's a Gemara state.
But when then they had the school dining room, they made a simcha hall.
Oh.
When they did that, take the minimum.
Very good.
That
a school, a shulchan, a Gemara says Yeshua ben Gamla was masakin, that no one could be moicha against making, although a school, ein lecha bringing people, got them there, go through all the schools in town, you can't go anywhere near them. Yeah, 20 minutes before and 10 minutes after, you can't go anywhere near them, right? So ein lecha, nechnos of yotz and got them there, but the takonas Yeshua ben Gamla was you can't start with schools. As it states, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that's, you can't, but a hall, a simcha hall has nothing to do with it. What is this? A shul is one. The mechava holds, mechava shita is, who had them called davar mitzvah? There's a big machlokas we're showing them about this point. So the ma'aseh will make all, any davar shabbat mitzvah is going to be okay. That's, you should know, that's why when it comes to a playgroup, some people have a playgroup. Can you say, a lot of shittas hold, that you can say the same thing. A playgroup is that they're giving over, they're teaching in their own edela way, they're giving, even if it's a meida ani, they say brachas or something, that's already considered under shtakos shul and gamba. Even so, Yeshua ben Gamla it goes very, very, very far. What we're talking about now is not something which involves any schools or anything like that. That's simply a chasnah, which is a bit tricky. But taka play, now, you should know play groups have got the other hetar, because don't forget the Ralbach understood that something that you can't do outside your house, you have a hetar. So play groups, someone in China, that it wouldn't make sense for a lot of ladies to do a play group outside the house. You have to do higher things, rent out a place. It's not, you know, you might have to pay other fees. So that's something which is that's not negay. You'll have the het of the Rabach. Also, you should know making sales in your house would also be people who sell things in the house. They sell clothing or something like that. It would also have the same het of the Rabach. The Rabach said if it doesn't make sense to do it outside the house, you're not big enough. And the only way to make this money is inside the house. That's your het as well to go ahead with that. Back to our shayla. There's noise going on, and if there's noise going on, the shayla is, can you have any taina against a neighbor making noise? If you look at the Ramah told you that you could be meicha for your neighbor who's making noise, bringing people in, and nechnos of yetzim. But you're not nechnos of yetzim, you're not bringing other children. It's the own children of the family making noise. And it comes to the Ralbach that said that if you can do this noise in a different place, then you're mechuv to do in a different place. But You can take him to the park once a day, maybe, yeah, to be yotzer. Once you come back from the park after half an hour, no. That's it. You can't say, take your children, you buy a house because the children are supposed to be in the house, and you can't do it anywhere else. So therefore, the chayor, your starting point is, Baila comes to the Ramah, Baila comes to Rabach, you have got no time against the neighbor making noise, the children making noise.
I make it in the house.
So now, novos, not novos. Potentially there is, what's this?
Take it in the house and close the doors.
No, they want to play out. They want to play, it's a very small, they want to play in the garden, inside the garden, outside the garden.
You live in a flat and they're jumping around upstairs.
Exactly, there's people have this, you should not remember. Someone told me the reason why I left there is Israel because the person upstairs was doing so much sugar, they were skipping the whole Shabbos afternoon. And have you got a taina or not? Al pi halacha. Again, you should not, lemaisa is not the way to do it. Lemaisa is through conversations, it's through talking, it's working things out. Obviously the way forward. We're talking about Pialocha. It's interesting, the Shleitim Torah. Very interesting. Not us, you can potentially have a Taina. Shleitim Furish after this. A Choyla, the Daf Kibbin, the Adam Abriyim. All these halachas is referring to halachas for a regular person. Avol imhim Choylim, if you're Choyla and the Choyl is bothering you, you're Choylim Limcha. So if you're Begeder Choyla, then you can Taina that I can't stand this. The Moshe, when it comes to the nighttime, if let's say your neighbor making noise, you've got a shtaka taina that I really want to say, because if I don't sleep normally, I'll become a choyla. Right? So we want a taina, it's begeder choyla, and therefore you've got rights to say that please be quiet next door. So when it comes, here my shayla is, when it comes to between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, can you say that if not for my sleep Shabbos afternoon, I'm begeder choyla? Yeah. Or could you say, can you say your choyla? You should know, a lot of hands are going to say that you can say your choyla, even if you're not really a chayla, but it bothers you a lot. That also comes to the chayla. However, there's a chaznish that knocks out this whole halacha. The chaznish says it's an absolute bomb b'chiddush. Chaznish says it's amazing. He says the whole het of a chayla is only if the person making noise is doing something which most people don't do. Like the Shulchan Aruch, most people's occupation is not banging hammers and making coil patish and all that. Most people are not doing that. novos, you have occupation. This person, 1 out of 10, 1 out of 30, 20 people have a job that they have to start making noise. But roiv people are not, haven't got that job. Other people, they've got other things to do. But most, sazot the chazanish, a type of noise which most people do, the regular noise that goes on in the house, that even if the neighbor's a choyla, he can't stop you. A massive chiddush of the chazanish. I think it just sends the whole thing flying. And he says, nireh, zot the chazanish, the ein divrei rivosh, which says the choyla is it can start hindering. Ela ba'oisa dova she'eino ikadira, kima ba'oisa ariga she'ein zeh motzi b'chol odom. It's not every person knows how to make all this noise. You do what most people do, then it's actually that even if the neighbor's a chayla, he can't throw you out of the house because you're not machoy to go out of your house because of Yanam. Just like he can't live in his house, I can't live in, you can't stop me living in my house. Rashai Odom, Kissa, you can build a house next to your neighbor and you can bring in all the children. Shatsoyakim Balaylo, this is an interesting one. What happens if a child is praying at night time? Right, so we had this once. Sometimes they're colicky, sometimes some parents have a shitta that you have to get them back in the routine, let them cry for an hour. So all very nice for you, but your neighbor, I remember that's a soul, someone saying that he let his child cry at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then he hears someone from upstairs going bang, 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 shock. Yeah, there was a shouting downstairs, enough, we can't hear your child. Do you have to feel bad for such a thing? Do you have to start taking the baby out and going outside, making sure you should know? Listen, Karel, it says that there's absolutely no chiyuv if the neighbor wants to come and be and take the child. It's up to him. As far as the parents are concerned, the child's not called a mazik. This is a regular thing that goes in the house, and therefore there's no chiyuv. Punkt. Listen, Karel is right. That he says some parents think that they have this episode shitta that you should leave the child to cry and get used to it. He says, midazu, midu achzoris. So again, obviously you have to understand, sometimes there is a Muslim for it, but he said, at least what he said, it resonated well with me, because I never understood this idea, just letting them to cry and cry and cry. Whatever, I'm sure that there's many drachim in it, but certainly if a parent felt the need that the child needs to cry for a bit, and there's no pressure if the neighbor... If the neighbor is kochim, because api alocha, the chazanish says there's absolutely no chiv to stop that. What happens if a neighbor is a lady and she likes to sing zemiras, Shabbos zemiras, and you can? So they ask the Salman Moschein, Rosh Chaim Sonnenfeld, if you can stop the neighbor. He said absolutely not. The neighbor is this is normal. It's a normal way of living, and the ma'aser again, like we said, like we started off, api alocha, all these alochas doesn't really help.
The way you hear is internally, not the windows.
Let's say internally, so you're hearing her sing the whole time. Obviously, if it's extra loud, then obviously she would have to calm down. But if it's a normal singing, she wants to sing zemiras, then there's the api alocha. There's no way you can stop her based on the chazanish, based on all this, all the poskim and the rabbach, all these shittas that come out. Again, halacha v'lo demaisa.
Go. The abzorius was up to the child or to the neighbour?
What did you mean about today?